I'm Sylvia Maria Gross.
And I'm Susan Wilson. KC Currents is KCUR's weekly magazine show. We use voices, stories, and sound to take you to neighborhoods around the region.
The 2011 National Drug Assessment put Kansas City on the map, but not in a good way. For the last 4 years, the assessment has compiled national trends about drug usage and distribution throughout the United States. The maps featured in this year's assessment show Kansas City as one of the major destinations for the distribution of illegal drugs. David Barton is the director of the Midwest High Intensity Drug Trafficking Program. The program assists federal, state, and local agencies to implement national drug control policy. Susan sat down with Barton to talk about the assessment's findings.
We're concerned, obviously, about the level of organizational entrenchment in this area from those organizations that are headquartered outside the country that is tasked with importing large amounts of narcotics into the United States and then further distributing it out, not only meeting the demand, but fueling the demand. And we're looking at all of our transportation hubs in this area, and those are St. Louis, Kansas City, Omaha, and Des Moines, that not only are recipients of product directly from the southwest border area, but then further shipment out from there to secondary markets.
So can you talk about the new assessment that came out and how that kind of highlighted Kansas City as a drug hub?
This city was established on commerce, and it's because of the location, geography, plus rail and roads and air all come here to the center of the United States. It's easy to offload shipments here and then redistribute those shipments to other use areas in the metropolitan area or around the region. So the data we've collected over the past year indicates an uptick in volume, but that was not unexpected.
So for the same reasons businesses like the location of Kansas City as a distribution point, it sounds like drug traffickers do as well.
Well, there are many parallels between the legal and illegal industries. You know, you have a product that needs to get to the market, and you move that product by whatever means that you can to get it to the market as quickly as possible to recoup your investment in establishing the product. And that parallels the legal industry as well as the illegal.
Can you talk a little bit about, based on the arrows and the new maps, what is Kansas City's role in drug trafficking?
Well, it varies, but we do believe that there are a number of organizations, as referenced by those that have been successfully taken off in the last couple of years, have established command and control centers and distribution centers in the region to move that product from primarily the west and southwest border area into other markets around this area, secondary markets in Iowa and Missouri and Kansas, as well as moving that product then on to Chicago and Philadelphia and those places east, St. Louis. Also, that same holds true for the cash coming back.
So what kind of drugs do you see coming into Kansas City, and how does this differ from other cities if it does?
It really doesn't. The only thing that makes it slightly different is the number of roads and major import highways that transit this area. Some don't have that amount of roads. But all the narcotics that is not locally produced in the United States and comes from outside the border of the United States move on the highways and rail and air, and they come through here.
So you're talking heroin, cocaine?
All. Yeah.
So what are some of the ways that people transport drugs across the country or from Mexico?
Just about any way that you can think you would move any substance, they do that as well. And then they can be very, very creative in how they secret the product, depending upon what it is and the size. Hidden compartments galore, just about anything that you can imagine, anything that you've seen on TV, they have also tried. And our law enforcement partners along the southwest border and partners on the highways, the troopers that are well-trained in finding these secret compartments. I mean, it's amazing where these people put this stuff.
Kansas City, on your assessment last year, wasn't considered a drug hub. What changed in terms of the way the map was drawn, et cetera?
Well, several different things, but the first one was, of course, better data. We have had a very strong partnership with the state police, the state highway patrols, and sheriffs and police departments in our region and our states, and full reporting of their information into this database is giving us a much clearer picture of the level of activity in this area. So I believe if there was one thing that probably moved that drawing a little bit would be the actual data that we've been able to collect and put into the database.
Does the release of these data make a difference in terms of enforcement interdiction activities, and if so, how?
Well, we use the data to try and determine patterns and develop strategies to adapt to the way the traffickers are moving their product. We also shift resources from one place to the other and try to identify those secondary roads, secondary routes. That's where we try to adapt to the opposition and where they're moving. And then when they adapt to us, we readapt to them. And that's why this is a long-term struggle from a law enforcement perspective to try and keep this product from market.
Has the approach shifted in terms of the war on drugs? There's some that feel like that approach didn't work, the ones that were tried in the past.
This isn't a war. It's a struggle, and it's constant and long-term with short-term victories and short-term setbacks. There are many strategies that have been tried in the past, and they're continuously tweaked, or new strategies learned from other places attempted. We also have to keep abreast of the culture and keep abreast of modern technology. And things that may have worked 30 years ago don't work today, and vice versa. So I think the declaration war was done by the media and politicians many years ago, but those of us in government realize the struggles that we have each and every day. It's a long-term issue.
Well, some experts say, you know, that there's two parts of this, supply and demand, and as long as there's a demand for drugs, then there's going to be a problem with people trying to supply it.
No doubt. We absolutely believe that the solution to this is to completely reduce the demand. There's no doubt that that is where our success will lie.
So given this hub analysis, is there any way to make this a less attractive hub in the future?
We're trying to do that, of course. That is through enforcement activity and removing the product, interdicting and interrupting the flow of the product through here. We hope that that will make it less attractive to organizations, obviously. But as long as we have a very robust interstate transportation network in the United States that facilitates commerce, that also will facilitate illegal commerce. So obviously, the solution to the reduction of volume of narcotics is the reduction in demand. And to eliminate the craving by some segments of this society for illegal substances.
Given this drug hub aspect of Kansas City, how do you see that playing out at the street level, at the neighborhood level, in terms of crime and impact on communities?
Well, there's a direct tie between crime and violence and the availability of illegal substances. The level of addiction, it breeds crime and basic lawlessness. So we're very concerned about that. We are also concerned about the availability of treatment capability and establishing treatment prevention infrastructure. And I think it all kind of goes together, all ties together in one big package.
David Barton is the director of the Midwest High Intensity Drug Trafficking Program.